Good morning. I'm Sarah Weitz-Kotacek with KUAR News in Little Rock. A Muslim woman in a headscarf and Mother Mary in her veil are featured side by side in a colorful billboard on South University Road in Little Rock. It says they wore it for the same reason. I asked Vice President of the Islamic Center of Little Rock, Ala El-Lamati, about the purpose of the billboard campaign.
The first picture, by the way, is a picture of Mary. I'm not sure if you noticed the halo around or not, but this is Mary, Virgin Mary. And then the second picture is of a nun, and then the third is of a hijabi woman, a Muslim woman wearing hijab. And actually, we can add a fourth or a fifth with, you know, an Orthodox Jewish person, and I believe a lot of other religions even have folks wearing their head covering of some sort. And so the idea of what we're trying to say from the billboard is that the hijab, in this instance, is very common in all religions, not just in Islam. And then it's part of a bigger campaign we're launching, which we're trying to say, you might be scared of Muslims because of all of the media all of the horrible, heinous attacks happening around the world in the name of Islam. But really, Islam is a religion of peace, and really we have much more in common than you would want to believe.
Was this in response to a series of attacks? Is this a campaign that the mosque was planning anyway? What was the impetus for putting up the billboard?
Well, it wasn't in response to a particular attack per se, but it's in response to the Islamophobia that's been, you know, on the rise in the past few years, actually. So not for one particular attack that's happened, but really just in a larger perspective, we're trying to tell people more about what Islam is really about.
You talk about Islamophobia. How do you see that or experience that here in Little Rock or Central Arkansas? How do your fellow congregants talk about it?
Well, to be quite honest, I personally have had the best experiences here in Little Rock. I've been in Little Rock for about 3 years. I moved here from Boston beforehand, and I've never experienced any single element or act, or pressure in any way. But I've heard stories from fellow, you know, congregants who have experienced some elements of Islamophobia, and especially in the schools. Kids, you know, will get called all sorts of names. And this is not new. This has been happening for a very long time, but now it's really exacerbated, and, you know, they're being called ISIS, and, you know, anything you could typically expect. And this is really partly why we're trying to launch this campaign. We're trying to tell folks, learn more about Islam, be confident enough to go up and ask a Muslim what they believe or what they think. We're, you know, on the contrary to what you may believe, we love it when people come up to us and ask questions. And we're hoping that in the process of learning more about our religion, folks start to, you know, become less scared and hence less Islamophobic.
So what kind of thoughts do you hope that viewers of this billboard will come away with? And how do you hope that a billboard could change public perception of women?
Well, to answer your first question, our message out of this is one that, broadly, we want people to understand that Islam is a religion of peace. And number two, that we have so much more in common with Abrahamic religions than you would tend to believe. And hence, the first element is, you know, our women, historically have covered. It's not just, you know, Muslim women who cover it. You know, it's something we have in common. And especially towards women, this is just the first of many billboards to come. So women are highlighted in this one. And we particularly chose women as our first billboard because they're sort of the first thing you see when you encounter Muslims. Because when you wear a headscarf, you're particularly identified as a Muslim, just like, you know, a priest wearing a collar is identified as a priest. And so out of that, the first questions that come are typically, you know, around the hijab. And I've personally gotten them plenty of times, you know. Do you wear it in the shower? Do you, you know, do you go to sleep with it? You know, people are really curious. And so we thought we'd just try to target that, and so people can come up to us and be encouraged because of the billboard to ask us more questions or to reach out to Why Islam and ask questions that way.
Ala El-Lamati, thanks for speaking with me.
Thanks, appreciate you.